We are pleased to welcome to the show right now CBS studio analyst, former Steelers coach, former Cleveland Brown, Bill Cowher. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Vic. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. And so let's take a look after 4 weeks of games in the National Football League of some of the things that are standing out right now. No surprise, obviously, that the Green Bay Packers are 4-0. But as you take a look at Aaron Rodgers, Bill, what are you seeing in terms of the level that he's playing? Have we got the new guy now who has supplanted, and I know he's not playing, but the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, has he moved himself that far ahead of the class?
I think he has. To be honest with you, Vic, I think he's the best player in football right now. Way he has managed his games. I think the thing that I see that sets him away from, we've talked about, like you said, the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, is his mobility. I mean, he's able to move better than those guys. He's got all the qualities that the pocket passer has. He's got the touch. He can make all the throws. But his accuracy, to me, is what separates him from almost anybody else. I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton, they're accurate, and they're pocket guys. This guy's accurate, and he's even accurate on the move. So to me, he goes to another level.
And in that same division, that AFC North, you have the 4-0 Lions as well right there. Can we buy them? Are we believing that team is as good as its record indicates?
Well, they are 4-0, and they've come from behind, and I think that those are all positive. I still, if I'm sitting up there in Detroit, they've had to come from behind, often. And, you just wonder how much they are kind of like, on the edge right now. And listen, you can't take it away from them, Kansas City's 1-3, Minnesota's 0-4, they beat those teams. And that they beat Tampa to open the game and beat Dallas, last week at home. So, I mean, they've played three of their four games on the road, and they've won their 4-0. And that's a big plus for them. Now, Chicago coming in to them, and they got three, Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta coming up. And, can they handle success? And so I believe they're a good team. I buy into everything they have. Can Stafford stay healthy? I still think there's some questions out there. But at the same time, I said the best player in the league is Aaron Rodgers, but I think the best receiver in the league right now is Calvin Johnson. And so, they have a lot of things going well for them as well.
Yeah, Johnson has been amazing. You brought up the Cowboys and the Lions game against them, the comeback game. A lot of criticism directed toward Tony Romo and the struggles of that football team. Bill, how do you see them going about solving this, or is it just what it is with Romo? Is that what you get, a guy who's going to be inconsistent and have some struggles, or how much of it is due to the people around him?
Well, Vic, I put some of that on Jason Garrett, to be honest with you. I think when you get leads in this league, you as a head coach, when you get a lead, you got to be able to manage that, and you don't just play the same way as if I'm down by three, a tight game, you risk reward, yeah. But when you have a lead, when you have double digit lead, to me, there's a method to closing out a game. And so, to have him back passing and to throw those balls that he threw, I put something on Jason Garrett. Certainly he's the one out there playing. He's the one that's going to make some of those decisions. And I know you have to trust your quarterback. But also when there's a history there, you have to also condition him. I don't care. Tony Romo's, he's still a grown. He's not a longtime veteran player. He's right. Still molding, still growing, and I think that's true with a lot of players. And you as a coach need to mold that. So you take away a little bit of the range. You pull it back in when you have a lead. And you hand the ball off to Felix Jones, and you use the clock. And punting is not a bad thing when you have a lead. And I saw that happen there. I saw it happen almost in Baltimore on Monday night. The same thing. They get the big lead. They're still letting Flacco back there throwing, not having a great night. And boom, a couple of pick six, and the Jets are right back in it. Now, they closed it out because all of a sudden they start giving the ball to Ray Rice. So I think the coach has to be held accountable for some of the things that take place when you lose leads like that.
Bill Cowher, our guest on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bill, to the team that you once coached and to a team that a lot of people have paid attention to, obviously because of the fact that they're struggling and they're having some issues, now some injuries creeping into the picture. Ben Roethlisberger beat up, and James Harrison having the eye injury that he suffered against Houston. What do you make of where the Steelers are right now?
Well, there's some glaring concerns. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't think there's any going to be any sense of panic, and there's no, you know, no one's pushing a panic button. But I tell you what, there are some signs that are creeping in there that, you know, need to get fixed. You know, and certainly the one thing you can only do is you got to deal with what you're dealing with that offensive line. And, you know, I think that is a concern. I mean, number one is just the health. Now, they're going to get a couple guys back. You know, Ben evidently is going to try to play this week, but, you know, we'll see how effective he is. And losing James Harrison, that'll be big, because even his backup is Worlds is also hurt. So, you know, but injuries are part of the game. There's still a lot of really good football players on that team. But they got to get back to, you know, playing solid defense. They got to get back to being able to run the ball, and at least attempt to run the ball, and, you know, and not turn the football over. That's the thing I see with them, is just the turnovers have just been dreadful. And every time you turn on, they didn't turn it over the other day, but it's just, you know, they just couldn't close it out. And, you know, that defense has got to be able to get the ball back at times. So, you know, they're not doing the things they need to do in the two losses that, you know, that have been characteristic of them. It's still early, but I'll tell you, I think this game against coming up right now against Tennessee is a very, very important game, not just for the standpoint of staying within a game of Baltimore, but more from the psyche of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because right now it's a real fragile.
Yeah, and I saw that Tennessee team up close, of course, against the Browns. They put a hurting on Cleveland this past Sunday, and they look legit. Coach, they really do. they I mean,
well, you know what? And I think one of the great, you know, Dick, I think one of the best acquisitions made, I think there were two of the best offseason acquisitions, in my opinion, have been Hasselbeck to Tennessee and Darren Sproles to New Orleans. And I just think those two guys, you know, I've never been, you know, I think you don't see free agents making great impacts. I mean, I think that you'll see more that don't than that do. But I think those two players have had tremendous impacts very early in the season with those two teams. Matt Hasselbeck has given them some stability of quarterback that they have not had in a while.
Bill, looking at the rest of the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, I'm trying to figure that team out, because you see the hurt that they put on the Jets on Sunday night, and then you think back to what Tennessee did to them. Now, again, I just said Tennessee's legit, so perhaps the game they had against the Ravens is true to form. But the Ravens looked more like the Ravens against the Jets in that game, number one. And number two, how much stock do we put on this Raven team just improving and being as dominant as they look?
You know, Vic, I think that's a great question, because, you know, I think when you look at Baltimore and you look at the fact they got a couple of young tight ends, you know, receiver-wise, you know, you still have Bolden, and the young kid came up from Maryland starting to give him a deep threat. They still have not had Lee Evans on the field, and they get him back, they'll get another legitimate threat. You know, and Ray Rice, I think, is just like one of the best runners in the league. I think the defense is very solid. Haladi Noda might be the best defensive, you know, player right now in the league, the way he's playing, in my opinion. And Ed Reed, if he can stay healthy. You know, they, you know, a little bit like Pittsburgh, when you have teams that are a little bit aged with great players, you just get concerned through the course of a 16-game season, 17-week season, that, you know, that those guys can still be there and be playing good football in December. So you have to kind of manage that, and I think that John will be able to do that. But I think it's a good team. I still think, you know, offensively, you know, I think Joe Flacco is inconsistent, to be honest with you. I don't think he's as consistent as he's going to need to be to win a championship. But I think that they're very dominant in some areas, and I think they're clearly the team to beat, you know, in the AFC North right now. I like Cincinnati. I think he's bringing along Andy Dalton. He's been impressive, honestly. He's had his ups and downs, as every rookie's going to have, but right. I think he's been good. And I think your team up there in Cleveland, I mean, I really, you know, outside of the disappointing performance against Tennessee, but, you know, I think the Cleveland Browns, you know, still are very solid. Been impressed with their defense, what Dick Tron has done in terms of trying to get pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, I think that, you know, I think Colt McCoy is again, you know, he's still a young player that's kind of going to be up and down, but I think he has shown very much signs of being a solid leader.
Well, Pat Shurmur mentioned that McCoy kind of described him as almost a rookie still. A guy is a first-time, full-time starter. Obviously, he played a little bit last year, but the youth of McCoy and the other issue that seems to be there is getting more production, more explosiveness out of this passing game that he played it safe, but I think the Titans dictated a lot of that with, although he piled up 350 yards in throws, it was the quietest 350 I think I've ever seen because he only had 13 points to show for it. So that challenge of how to open things up, right, how to get receivers to stretch things out and make use of people like Greg Little, the rookie receiver. I think these are the challenges that the Browns are dealing with right now during this bye.
Well, I think they are, too. And I think the other thing, Vic, is, you know, let's face it. I mean, Pat kind of was handcuffed a little bit, like a lot of these first-year coaches. I mean, it's, you know, you don't have the offseason. You don't have the OTA. So you don't have the ability to take a rookie, like you said, quarterback, and you know, spend the time you need with him and put him in there. So, I mean, you know, they're the ones that have to suffer. You say, well, what about, you know, Jim Harbaugh out in San Francisco? Well, you know, that was pretty much, that was, you know, Alex Smith has been there. I know it's all new for them, and they've won some games, you know, late, and good for them. But, you know, I still think for a lot of these first-year coaches, and Tennessee, you know, they you know, again, you have the veteran quarterback, you know, who I think is, you know, I think Tennessee's there because of, you know, to be honest with you, I think it's all Matt Hasselbeck. I don't think you can give him enough credit for what he's done down there. And so, you know, I think a rookie coach and, like you said, a rookie quarterback, and then you take away no offseason, it's going to be a work in progress. But I do think that there's been flashes, there's been glimmers, and I like what they're doing, to be honest with you. I really do. And I think they're doing a lot of good things defensively, you know, trying to establish some deep threats and getting Josh Cribbs more involved. Again, I think he's a dynamic player. And so it is, Hardesty seems like he's a good back to complement Peyton Hillis, so getting him back healthy will help too. So I like what they're doing because they seem to have a plan, and I think that's the thing to me that would be very encouraging if I'm up in Cleveland.
Bill, I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you just a little bit about your playing career in Cleveland. So many people obviously remember that.
You know, Cleveland is a special place. I'll never forget this, the old stadium, picking one underneath the, you know, coming up through the dugout. And, you know, my first year was 1980, the cardiac kid. And I think Don Karkaroff's in the process of writing a book about that. And, you know, it's a special place. I said when I came back here to Pittsburgh, you know, Cleveland and Pittsburgh are very similar towns. They're blue collar. They got passionate sports fans, and they appreciate hardworking, you know, football teams. And you know, they really do. And so, you know, I was just blessed to be able to play there, to coach there. I was a part of, like I said, the cardiac kids. I was a part of the drive, the fumble. With Marty, and so, you know, I just have so much respect, and, you know, two of my three kids were born in Cleveland, so, you know, I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, but, boy, I tell you, some of the formative years that I have, some of the great memories I have are from my days in Cleveland, and that stadium, and the fans, and, you know, Hanford Dixon getting the dog pond going, and having to coach Hanford and Minifield. I mean, you talk about getting the indoctrination into coaching. That was it was quite a crew to have to coach my first time coaching secondary school. So it was all good. They're all positive, and I have just so much respect for the city of Cleveland and their fans. And you know, part of me just think they deserve a winner because I think that place. I've seen what it's like when you win there, and it's special.
Oh, that's great stuff. Bill, we thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, my pleasure, Vic, and all the best to everybody up in Cleveland and to you as well, my friend.
Thank you. He is Bill Cowers, CBS NFL studio analyst, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.